Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, we got an anniversary that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. She's the author of the outstanding book, E-Learning 2.0, and also the e-commerce question and answer book. She's one of the pioneers in the online world, and I'm very happy to say she's a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Anita Rosen, welcome back to the show.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
10 years. How about that?
Gosh, isn't
it's
that
your,
shocking?
It's your 10th anniversary.
Gosh, I didn't realize. Oh,
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I know. When you first joined me, your daughter was just born.
Well, she's 10.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know. So we appreciate you being here, Anita. Thank you for hanging out with us. One of the things that you always do a great job of helping small business owners get their strategy and their execution right on in the online world. One of the things that you and I haven't talked a lot about is social media, and you've got some things to say about that today, don't you?
I sure do, and I know you do, too, because I know you're very involved in with your business.
Yep.
Not just with other people. You know, there's one thing about pontificating about small business. There's a completely different thing about living it.
Right.
And it's much easier to pontificate than to live it.
Mm-hmm.
You do both.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because it's the truth. The main thing I do every that's real is I make payroll.
Yeah, well, and you need to get people out there to realize what you're doing.
Yep.
So you're doing a lot of marketing, and you need to be. You don't want to be last year's technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very easy to get your mindset on what you're currently doing and saying it's working. It's interesting. I'm in California, and I have a 10-year-old, and we went to Sacramento to Sutter's Fort. And Sutter's Fort, Sutter, who was a Swiss immigrant, got granted from the Spanish in the 1840s 300 square miles of land.
Mm-hmm.
All around Sacramento. So all the way down to, like, Silicon Valley and all the
right.
way up to the Sierras. And they found gold. And everyone left him. He had this working farm, like a plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people that were there, as soon as they found gold, left him. And he was pretty much left a pauper.
Hmm.
Where you look at other people that came in at the same time, and they became multimillionaires, and not just people finding gold. So what happened is the market changed, and he didn't change with it.
He didn't adapt, did he?
He didn't adapt. Here he was, in control of this whole entire area, and he couldn't figure out how to adapt. Where other people came in, and the miners needed to buy clothes, they needed food, they
mm-hmm.
needed equipment. We got Wells Fargo, we got from that area. You know, there's all kinds of new services. We got Levi's from that. You know, I'm just thinking of some of the businesses
mm-hmm.
that are big businesses that are around today. We got the, Stanford, we got all,
mm-hmm.
the railroad and everything all came out from that era. And those were all people that came in and the environment changed. And beforehand, he was a big man in California.
Mm-hmm.
He had the Americans and he had the Spanish and he was, you know, working with all of them. And he could not.
Well, he didn't.
Adapt.
He didn't learn the thing that I talk about on one of the things I talk about on the show all the time, and that is this: it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Perfect example. And that was the biggest thing when I was walking around Sutter Fort with my daughter, saying, and listening to the story. I just get them thinking about how the world changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of it. And if you don't figure out how to adapt to the change, all of a sudden the world's in a different place. And it's easy to say, like social media, which gets me back to social media,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to say, oh, it's just those kids
yeah.
playing around.
Well, the other thing that I think happens and that I'm concerned about is that small business owners feel like they've gotten so far behind. And what I'm trying to tell them is you don't have to win the social media race, but you do have to compete in the social media race and try to keep the leaders in sight. And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about that.
Okay.
When we come back after these messages, we'll be right back with Anita Rosen, more on social media and your small business after these messages. Her book is called E-Learning 2.0.
Until it's gone, and I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.